Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, happy May 16th, 2013. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and yeah, halfway through the month of May already. You getting ready for summer? Yeah, we're going to be doing lots of home improvements in our house. We're actually going to be getting a new roof this summer, so I am not looking forward to that expense whatsoever. So be praying for us as we try to get ready for that and make over our home and remodel this and that. But the roof is going to be one pricey project. So yes, prayers are appreciated, of course. Yeah, here we are. It's already Thursday. Any big plans for the weekend, by the way? Well, if you're not doing anything on Sunday night, the Singing Men are going to be in concerts at Bible Baptist Church in Champaign for a free concert Sunday night, 6 p.m. And, of course, Bible Baptist Church located at 4001 West Kirby Avenue in Champaign. And if you've ever seen the Singing Men before, you know they do a great job. They give some testimonies as well. And just to hear these men singing their praises to the Lord, so, so encouraging. So if you have some free time on Sunday nights, make it a night. Invite some friends, family members. Sunday night, again, Bible Baptist Church, 4001 West Kirby Avenue in Champaign, 6 p.m. for the Singing Men of GNN live and in concerts. If you want to get more information on the Singing Men or some of their upcoming concerts, just take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. You'll find so many different events, so many different VBS events, several concerts coming up in our area. Just take a look again at the event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on events. Well, friend, our devotion for today will be coming from the book of Revelation, right after this song from the Imperials, "And Not to Us, O Lord." Not to us, O Lord. Not to us, O Lord. Not to us, O Lord, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. There was this young man who wrote a love letter to his love. He says, "Dear love, I can't even start to say how much I love you. Webster ran out of words in the human dictionary when it comes to putting into words how much I love you. There is no mountain high enough that I won't climb to let you know my love for you." He goes on to say, "There is no river deep enough that I won't swim to let you know how much I love you. My love reaches to a different galaxy for you that not even the number of stars can compare how much I love you." Then he ends and concludes this message by saying, "I will see you on Saturday if it doesn't rain." Most people can conclude that this kid, this young man, is a lot of talk. A lot of talk. And it started it off really well, but didn't really end it very well at all. A lot of talk. And often, some Christians are a lot of talk. We love to use our Christianese words. We know the right words to say at the right times, but it comes from an empty heart. Today, friend, we're going to focus on the Church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. And my question for you today, have you left your first love? So if you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 2. And John is writing to the Church of Ephesus. He says, it starts off in verse 2 of chapter 2, "I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary." John writes to a glorious church. This church sounds like it's awesome. He says, "I know your deeds." They're a serving church. They were busy. All the members were involved in spiritual, religious activities. They weren't on the sidelines. No, they weren't just coming to church on Sunday and on Wednesday. They were actually serving the people around them. It says, "I know your deeds." They were a busy church. They just weren't sitting on the sidelines. They were involved in the game and getting their hands dirty, and they're rolling up their sleeves and actually doing something for the kingdom of God. If you're a member of that type of church, that's awesome. Way to go. We need more churches like that. He also says, "I know your hard work. I know your deeds and I know your hard work." They made sure they put their best foot forward. They just didn't want to put their half effort in. They want to put everything in. They want to make sure everything was in line. They wanted to make sure that everything was best. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into what they were doing. So John says, "I know your deeds. I know your hard work." And he also goes on to say that, "I know your perseverance." See, they don't give up easily. This church at Ephesus, they didn't give up easily. They had perseverance. John even mentions that here in Revelation chapter 2. They don't give up when things get tough. I think some people today, in churches today, they struggle with perseverance because when something goes wrong in their church, they're the first ones to leave and they're out church shopping again. You know, there's this one joke. There was a woman who got stranded on an island and 25 years later they found her and so forth. And she had built three little huts on this abandoned island that she was on. And the reporters were asking her, well, young lady, so tell me about these three huts that you created. She says, well, this first hut was my home. And I lived in there and I did all of that stuff. And, you know, that was the first hut. And she said, well, the second hut, this was my church. This is where I worshiped the Lord. I made sure that I was in church. I mean, even though I was far away from family, this was my church. And then the reporter said, what about that third hut? Well, the woman says, well, that's just my old church. I don't talk about that anymore. See? That's how people are sometimes. They go church hopping, and sometimes it's necessary. God calls you out of a small body of believers there. But sometimes there are people who leave for all the wrong reasons. And John says, no, this church right here, this was a church that had perseverance. It also goes on to say that you cannot tolerate wicked people. They had spiritual metal detectors at the door of their church so that if anybody wanted to be a member of their church, they made sure that everything was in line. Every theological T was crossed and every theological I was dotted. They made sure that they were a true believer of the Lord Jesus before they became a member of that church. It was a separated church. They made sure that they were separated from the world. They dotted every theological I and crossed every theological T. Man, this sounds like a great church so far, don't it? Then also goes on to say that it was a suffering church. Verse 3 of Revelation chapter 2, it says, you have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. They went through hardships in Jesus' name. That's what it says. So this was a church that could not tolerate wicked people. It was a church that persevered even through the tough times. This was a church that had hard work. This church had some great deeds. However, in verse 4, it says, but. Watch out when God says but. It says, but I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. You had left your first love. In other words, you walked out. You left. You detoured somewhere around there. You left your first love. The first love was always there, but you left it in the midst of all these great things. You left. Think about when you were first married. Think about that for a second. Remember, gentlemen, how you made sure that your wife, when you were first married, you made sure that she felt special. Woo! You just loved her. You went to work for her, and you came home knowing that your wife was waiting for you at home. You were excited. Now, you go to work just to have that distance between you and your wife. Women, remember when you used to cook for your husband? Even though you didn't know how to cook at the time, you made sure you cooked for your husband. Now, he's probably lucky just to get a TV dinner, you know, but no, all kidding aside, just kidding on all that. But think about when you were first married. There's a difference between when you were first married and to where you are today. For most people, we get so caught up in having to pay the bills and having to make sure the grandkids are over or making sure the kids are off of school and getting so caught up in the stuff, forgetting that you live with your best friend. Sometimes you and I get caught up in secondary stuff, third stuff, fourth type of stuff, and forget about our main purpose. Our main purpose gets so caught up in the works, so caught up in everything else that we forget about our own relationship with God. It's extremely easy. And friend, and I say this today not to talk at you. I'm here to share with you. I struggle with this myself. You miss that joy that you had as a Christian when you first got saved, when you first became a believer of the Lord Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. Working for the Lord and doing all this ministry for God, that's awesome. Don't you dare stop that. But once it replaces your relationship with God, that's where it's an issue. Because it's so easy to get caught up into being that Sunday school teacher, and the only time reading the Bible is to teach your Sunday school class, but you're not reading it for yourself or having that alone time. That's where that's an issue. So how do we get back? How do we get that joy back? Verse 5 tells us, remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. In other words, we need to remember. Remember that relationship that you had with God? Remember how intimate it was when you first got saved? And it calls us to repent as well. Repent, wow. Last I heard, when somebody repents is when they sin. So therefore, if we forsake our relationship with God, then that implies it's a sin. We need to repent. We need to go north if we've been going south. We need to have that change of direction. That's spending time with Him. That's having that love conversation with Him. That's getting into the Word of God and getting to know Him and pursue Him. And you're thinking right now, like, I can't do that right now. I have a busy schedule. Then that means you're not putting Him first in your life. If you got time to chat with friends and hang out with people and have lunch and dinner with this person, you got time to be spending time with God. And it says, repent. Repent. Tells you to get off at the next exit. Get off at the next exit at confession exit. Just confess those things that you know that you've been forgetting to do or not doing for God, or the things that you have been doing for God that replaced things in your walk with Him. And then head on over to Grace Overpass, because, you know, the Bible says if you confess, you repent, He's faithful and forgiving your sins. And then after you get off at confession exit, after you go over Grace Overpass, you need to get on Restoration On Ramp. Oh yes, our God is a God of restoration, big time. A God of reconciliation. Our God is a God of restoration. And when you get off at confession exit and head on over Grace Overpass and you get on Restoration On Ramp, guess what? You're headed back home. You are headed back home. So brother, sister, I just encourage you. Just to examine your heart. Say, God, have I forsaken you? Have I placed my relationship with you somewhere where it not ought to be? Then if you're struggling today, I just encourage you to spend some time with the Lord and say, God, I lost my joy in my relationship with you. Help me get it back. Help me get it back. And that may include you taking a break from ministry stuff so that you can be ministered to.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars, courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. Mercies I see, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside.
Fernando Ortega, and great is your faithfulness. We serve a faithful God. Amen. Yes, happy Thursday. My name is Joey, and thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today. It is such an honor to sit here each and every Thursday and be part of my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. So thank you so much for letting me be part of this whole ministry, and of course this ministry is made possible, of course, through the grace of God, but also as you pray and as you give unto this radio ministry. You can find out more about giving online and supporting this radio ministry by joining the Giving Family, 217-367-7777, or by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope and pray you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Don't forget Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow to continue their study on the book of Acts. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.